Lots to follow. You are now under the floorboards.
KG News Under the Floorboards is a show that airs every Saturday from 11 to midnight and explores weird and obscure DIY music and audio art. On August 31st at Syntax Opera House in Denver, KG News will be celebrating this show by putting on a celebration for its long history and its DJs. For a brief history of Under the Floorboards, here's its founder, Little Theodore, to indulge us.
I founded Under the Floorboards on KGNU when it debuted on the realistically Saturday night, though technically Sunday morning, sleepless nights shift sometime in 1982. Station manager Fergus Stone wanted that shift to be different from the other sleepless nights, and I was eager to oblige with a very experimental and avant-garde show, originally alternating with Brian Kraft, who cited The Residents as an example of the weird stuff we'd play. Though by the late 80s, I reportedly claimed The Residents were too commercial for my show, as I featured the most extreme and obscure sounds I could get my mitts on, including many homemade cassettes and later CD. I switched to 11 p.m. to midnight Saturday night and alternated with the lounge hour for many years until Under the Floorboards expanded to airing every week with the help of others such as Stephen Wright and Buddha Bomb, the current shift leader since I retired. Carry on, insects!
And we are carrying on, and that was Little Theodore. And he was the originator of Under the Floorboards. That's the show on every Saturday night from 11 p.m. until midnight. That's a little bit different. It's not necessarily syncopated sounds and beats in the sense of electronic air, but it's more obscure, perhaps disconnected. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And you are now under the floorboards.
Lars, kannst du mich hören? Okay, den ein Teil vom Kopfhörer ist disconnected. Es ist nicht put, es ist nur disconnected. Es ist nur disconnected. Okay, aber es geht nicht wieder rein. Aber jetzt, ist drin. Alles gut.
Thank you. Connected. Right.
parti.
Ok.
Accroché au bord de tes lèvres. Accroché au bord de tes lèvres. À l'ourlet de ta bouche. À l'ourlet de ta bouche.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have to show you. Folcloristica.
I'm
right, things clearing up. Yes, we've lost Bob Melrose. Anyway, you've been keeping an eye on this all evening. Do you figure that this is one of the more expansive celebrations you've seen for an event like this?
Yeah, are you there? Any callers?
Okay, thank you.
It's hitting me now. Well, now to the music, of course, of our show. Starting to taste like 7-Up.
A monotonic world.
Behold, he's coming with cold dogs. That's pretty good. I think I'm gonna have
and
some
what,
cold dogs.
And what, after that? Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him.
Yeah, right.
Is there someone on the phone?
I don't know.
Tomorrow I'd like to take Bible quiz.
Oh, you would? All right, well, we'll untie Pastor Dick for just a minute. And...
to answer.
Hello, Bible quiz.
Okay, here he goes. It's all yours.
Here's your question. In Genesis 9, Noah, of Noah's Ark, became drunk and was sexually molested by his son Ham. True or false? Come on. True or false?
Good day.
That's true.
I'm...
Don't contradict
him. You have a Bible,
Ron. McKenzie.
If you have a Bible, look up Genesis 9, 20-27. It's very clear.
I'm L. Ron McKenzie, and welcome to my
That's
church.
Noah with the cute little animals.
Get out.
Okay.
True, that's right.
More.
The Bible clearly states that drunkenness
more?
Is a sin.
More echo. False echo. Robots are stealing my luggage.
All right, stop.
I feel kind of like Noah when he was sexually molested
Hello.
By his son.
Who am
I talking
to? You're
talking
to
Helen.
About it.
Okay. If you had a date with two guys at the same time, what would you do?
How about a date with Ham?
What would I do?
Yeah, what would you do?
Well, like, you know, like a date? You mean
you
the kind with a pit in
ham.
It? Or,
and you didn't want to hurt their feelings, and you wanted to go out with both of them, and you told them yes without thinking about it. What would you do?
Talking to him. I guess I'd go out with both of them.
If you had a date with two guys at the same time, what would you do?
What kind of ham?
I don't know. What would you do?
That's why I'm asking you.
Gosh, that's kind of a...
Is this something that happened to a good friend of yours or something?
Huh?
If you didn't know what to do about it, Tom, what would you do?
Gee, I don't know. What would you do?
I don't know either. That's a tough one.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Well, what you're hearing now is a tape. It isn't really funny because I'm being accused of stealing $180.
Okay, I got a joke for you.
Okay,
wait a minute there. Listen to this. This is funny.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, what's your...
I don't like the way this tastes.
Hi.
Give it to me, then.
I don't want to hurt anyone.
You guys are on the edge.
I never wanted to hurt anybody.
Hi.
I just want things to be right.
Don't mind that. Go ahead.
I think I'm
stay in bed 17 hours a day for 2 days in a row.
Wait,
at the end of all of it.
Okay, I'm listening.
This happened.
Sure, Mickey is wondering if I'm going to get drunk.
The way this tastes.
Well, give it to me
then.
Hi.
I don't do anything.
Hi.
Can I ask you a question?
I hate it, but I want you to keep it.
You've already got some.
Just don't mind that.
Put a little more.
Okay, I got a joke for you.
Okay.
That's good.
Wait a minute. Listen to this. This is funny.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay.
Listen.
I'll drink to that.
Everybody keeps asking for Bible questions. Why don't you turn everything off?
I have a Bible question.
No.
have a Bible question?
Okay, what is dog spelled backwards?
I want everything off. Turn off that music. Turn it off.
You got it? Did you get it?
Turn off everything. I have something to say.
Yeah. Well, you probably know.
I have something to say. I want to say it.
You know, a lot of people are like that. One day they're feeling great, on top of the world. Then something happens, and they tumble into a deep depression. Your Southern Baptist friends remind you that on good days or bad, you are not alone. You don't have to weather the storms of life by yourself. There is someone who wants to help you, to lead you to level ground. If you've been searching high and low, why not try your nearby Southern Baptist church? You'll find friendly people with a loving concern, and that's on the level, too.
Pardon me. I can pull myself together.
This is the weatherman checking out his crystal microphone.
Hello. I'm sober again.
That would be an idiotic way to operate. I just one bit of advice you might be able to use. 17.
Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Message. Group 3-9. Group 3-9. Text. Bravo, Charlie, Victor, Foxtrot, November, Papa, Kilo, Quebec, Golf, Alpha, Zulu, Oscar, Tango, Quebec, November, Oscar, Quebec, Alpha, Victor. End of message. Repeat. Message. Group 3-9. Group 3-9. Text. Tango, Foxtrot, Bravo, Charlie, Victor, Foxtrot, November, Papa,
risking my life, Elizabeth, and I have done everything that we could do.
Golf, Alpha, Zulu, Oscar, Tango, Quebec, November, Oscar, Quebec, Alpha.
You are not right.
That's for sure.
And don't cry, Peter.
Message.
Don't cry. Just keep the earphones on and Elizabeth will tell you what disease the people have and everything will be all right.
Regent now.
Dirt.
Let us hear from you. Let us know that you're...
Stanley!
Are you black and gay?
Stupid idiots.
You delight me. You have the most amazing lack of humor of anyone I've ever known.
What?
You.
Darn it, you made me drink.
The same to you and many others. Come on, tell me some more. The sound of your voice does my heart good.
When I say fuck you, I mean fuck you.
via satellite from Oakland, California, welcome to the Open Forum, a unique telephone talk program designed to give you the opportunity to ask questions and discuss issues related to the Bible. Our host is Mr. Harold Camping of Family Radio. Now, here is our host, Mr. Harold Camping.
Good evening. Welcome to Open Forum.
Hello, Mr. Camping. It's good to be talking to you in person. I'd like to remain anonymous, but I'd like to share a personal dilemma with you. I am involved in the youth ministry, and just this week, my old reliable car finally gave out, which left me in quite a predicament since there were no funds available for another automobile. Now, I received a call shortly afterward from a gentleman who had heard of my situation who was willing to donate his third car. I considered this an answer to prayer, and I went right over to his place of residence this afternoon, and now that I've seen the car, I'm having second thoughts. Not that it isn't a nice car, it is, but I'm wondering what kind of an example I'd be setting driving a Dodge Demon. That's the model of the car it is. And on the sides and back is a logo with a horned devil and pitchfork. And I was wondering if...
Can you take that off?
Well, they're decals, actually.
Yeah, well, that's just what man does, but that doesn't relate to your relationship with Christ. If I owned a car like that, I would simply take that decal off or scrub it out or take a little paint and paint over it. You may mar the appearance of the car a little bit, but that would be better than having Dodge Demon on there.
Dirt.
But I wouldn't hesitate to accept the car. Now you just have to deal with the problem of what to do with the decal that's on it. And once you take that off, nobody will know what kind it is. One
Tapper?
Principle we must keep in mind as we live out our life is that this world is enslaved to Satan, and frequently they pay homage to Satan. They will select names that might relate to him. Here's an automobile manufacturer that has put the name Demon on the car. And without realizing it, they subconsciously are paying homage to Satan.
I have a car for you. It's the Hell Car.
But on the 16th day, he cried out, saying, "This is fantastic. Oh, this is terrific."
However, now in the case that we have another problem, and that is that we don't want to give any appearance of evil, and so with an automobile that has a decal on it, Dodge Demon and horns like a devil, like someone thinks a devil it looks like, and of course a devil is an evil spirit, and so who knows what he looks like. It's just a figment of someone's imagination anyway. But nevertheless, you can always remove the decal in some way or another. There has to be a solution to that, obviously.
Sure. All right, Mr. Camping. Now, when somebody asks, "What kind of car do I drive?"
Just say it's a Dodge.
And they'll say, "What kind?" And I,
Well, it's a four-door sedan.
Okay.
Or it's a two-door coupe. Or you don't have to go into all the fancy names.
Well, considering everything, then the car, even though the decals are covered up, is still a demon, though, isn't it?
No, it is not. The car is a car. It's a demon only because an automobile manufacturer has put that name on, which they think is cute and will sell. But I wouldn't worry about that for a moment. I would simply cover it up.
Okay. Invited me to join together with them for a special faith dinner. This wasn't an ordinary MCFB dinner, for this time the wives and families were able to attend. I spoke at this fellowship meeting and would like to share it with you as we go to a live tape. At this point, Dale is introducing me.
As I've had the privilege of saying many times before, now, Pastor Dick comes to you.
It's good to be here this evening. I trust you're enjoying this fellowship time. Well, that's good. I can relax a little bit. As you know, I've had the privilege in the past months to sit with you, but this is the first time I've been asked to speak. And it's great to have you wives here, too, and all your families. It's interesting. Usually we just have the men here, but I guess for some reason tonight you decided to have your wives along. I know I'm a good-looking guy, but anyway... It was kind of funny, though. Uh,
when I got here, well, the last time, I asked the waitress for coffee without cream. She said, "I'm sorry, sir, you'll have to take it without milk. We haven't any cream." And as you remember, Ed Diganals of the famous Moody Church was here and delivered a message of inspiration on gospel programming. It was embarrassing, though, as he was wrapping up, I picked up my cup, and gulped down a mouthful of coffee grounds. I just about went through the ceiling. "Bleh," I blurted out. "Waitress, this coffee tastes like mud." She snaps back, "Yeah, well, it should, buddy. It was just ground this morning." Anyway, later today, or tomorrow, I'll be heading to San Ramon and the Sunrise Kitty Fold and Daycare for our annual vacation Bible school. I'm handling the second graders this year. It was funny, yesterday as I was preparing Kool-Aid in our metal pitcher, I reviewed our flannel graph story. I asked the question, "Who baptized Jesus Christ?" Oh boy, in the corner, thought about it for a minute, and then answered, "John." And asked, "Well, that's correct, but which John was it?" And he thought again for a moment and gave me his reply. "John Wayne." Well, it's no secret, if you know me at all, that I like cars and people who buy them. My friend Don Black drove me in this evening in his new Plymouth Fury. Don, you may recognize his name, is the former keyboardist from the new Detroit Wheels, whose life was changed in 1977 after a terrible U-Haul trailer mishap. And he now records on Sacred Phonic. But as we drove here to the Concord Inn this evening, I expressed my concern about my message here today, and Don offered me this friendly advice. He said, "Remember, Pastor Dick, the half-baked sermon causes spiritual indigestion." And as you can imagine, I laughed. Then I thought again and I said, "Don, you're right. Tonight I'd be privileged to perform a number from your new album, Explo 86. So from the new Sacred Phonic release by Don Black and the Agape Wayfinders, this ministry in music.
It's a great, great morning, your first day in heaven as you stroll down the golden avenue. There are mansions left and right and you thrill at every sight, and the saints are always smiling saying, "How do you do?" Oh, it's a great, great morning, your first day in heaven, and you realize your worrying days are dying to read the Bible. It's a great, great morning for you. I had a dream and I confess I hated to awake. I dreamt I was a-standing at the great pearly gate. St. Peter said, "Why, hello there, where have you been? We got your supper ready, so come on in." And they arranged for an angel to act as a maid. A spread cooked to perfection and the bill had been paid. On that great, great morning, your first day in heaven, when you roll down the golden avenue, there are mansions left and right and you thrill at every sight, and the saints are always smiling saying, "How do you do?" On that great, great morning, that first day in heaven, when you realize your worrying days are through, you'll be glad you were not idle, took time to read the Bible. It's a great, great morning, a beautiful morning. Oh, what a happy day. Thank you very much.
Men's Continental Faith Breakfast Incorporated dinner.
All right. are you?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, okay.
You'd like to talk to,
Can we talk about religion?
What would you like to talk about?
Well, this is just a rumor, but did you know that priests eat beans free of charge? Yes, they eat free holies. I made that up, I know.
Well, that's pretty good, right?
Or what?
Billy Graham is a good man.
Oh, well, that's a relief. That's a load on my mind.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank you for calling.
Is that it? It's over? Just like that? I mean, it feels so wasted. I feel so used. I mean...
You really have a lot of calls.
Oh, well, I guess we've got to make some sense, too. I mean, I feel so selfish. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's take our next call. Again.
I wanted to hear that joke, man. Why'd you cut him off?
Did you want to try the Bible quiz?
No!
Bible quiz.
Porcupine is the tricks on the outside.
Oh, yeah?
Whoa! Oh. I'll be with you in a minute.
Shut up!
Stop! What did you say about it?
What is the problem? What is the problem?
It's Buddha Bomb, and you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. We've been listening to Under the Floorboards. We heard from Nurse with Wound. More recently, Negative Land played a couple of tracks with that. Also heard a track by Coil. A little bit earlier, we heard the Fontana mix with John Cage, and Pierre Schaefer, one of his original tracks, French for Study of Trains, Stereo Music for Surge Modulator Prototype by Keith Fullerton Whitman was before that. That brings us to right now. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to shift gears to Sleepless Nights in just a few minutes.